Republicans and I've been doing that.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Oh, look at them sit up straight. Woo, it's like you're in school, huh? We will take a roll call.
Councilmember Chavez.
Here.
Cellino.
Here.
Betancourt. Mayor Fast.
Here. Okay, we have a closed session item this evening, so we will now go into closed session, and then we will come back for the remainder of our council meeting. Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. We were in a closed session. And I'd like our attorney to report out of the closed session.
Yes, with respect to item number one on the agenda, the closed session for conference with labor negotiators, the council gave further direction to its labor negotiators. No action was taken in closed session.
Thank you. The invocation. Ms. Pastor Shibata, I do not see him here. Would anyone like to do the invocation this evening? Joel. Thank you.
Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you. We can gather here today with co-workers and people in the community. Lord, we ask that you give our council guidance to make good decisions for our city. Lord, we ask that you forgive our sins and bless this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance, would you please remain standing, would be done by Ray Cellino.
Ladies and gentlemen, help us to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Would you please come to the podium? Okay. Kathy?
Well, I will defer to... Go.
Okay. Good evening, Juan.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. My name is, and our new City Manager. My name is Juan Garza, Superintendent with Kings Canyon Unified School District. And we're having a board meeting as we speak, so thank you for getting me away from there for a little bit. Don't let them know I said that. But I'm here as an ambassador on behalf of our school board and the students and parents that we serve to welcome you to Reedley as a new City Manager. Now I was hoping I'd hear your name pronounced before I got up here. Your last name?
Ziba.
Ziba. Okay, Nicole, Ms. Ziba. On behalf of our school board, we'd like to present you with a Reedley High School Pirate poster. And a pass for two to any of our athletic events.
Oh, fantastic. Whoa. Thank you.
As a school district, we serve the same community that you do. And we already have an appointment and we'll be taking you around town, but I'd like to also extend an invitation to take you to all of the schools in the city of Reedley so that you see where we serve the population that you'll also be serving. And welcome. I'm also a member with the Greater Reedley Chamber of Commerce because we have an interest in the community, and we've just recently partnered with the Reedley Downtown Association on some projects to promote community and parent and student involvement with downtown businesses. So we're very supportive of city activities and want to welcome you. Thank you.
Thanks, Juan.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. It's very good to see all of you again. My name is Kathy Omachi. I live at 759 F Street. And this is an issue that's gone over for the last 2 months. And it is in regards to a program that you have that the city purchased that is called MetroScan. And it is what your staff members use to find out the property owners when your staff needs to contact them. Over the last 2 months, a dear senior woman named Daisy Kang in Sanger has received letters upon letters from the city of Reedley and phone calls regarding property in Reedley, which happens to be my property at 759 F Street. Your MetroScan, which is a program that you have purchased, misidentified the property to the point where I had a meeting with one of your staff members. I went into Fresno again to do the search at Fresno, the county, and the county is at a loss. What appears on your MetroScan is that in 1991, the property was transferred to the Daisy Kang Family Trust and has been in their name since that time. I have a copy because of what I reviewed with Fresno County, and there was never any transfer of property. Daisy Kang's has property in Sanger, but the property numbers aren't even close. So my question is, and the reason I'm bringing it to your attention, is because it does involve city staff time. Mm-hmm. It involves people in the community, particularly a senior who's mm-hmm. in Sanger, mm-hmm. to be very distressed. She's called me every week since this is happening, wanting to know when she can transfer the property back to us. And I've had to assure it's never been transferred out of our family's name. So again, it is your MetroScan program that you have purchased. It is faulty. I do not believe I am the only individual that it has been giving the wrong information to your city staff, and it needs to be brought to your attention, and that's what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mayor, Council, and our new city manager. My name is Denny Mason, and I'm president of the Reedley Downtown Association. I'm here to welcome you, Ms. Eva, to Reedley, and invite all of you to our upcoming Taste of the Town event, which will be on the 15th of September at 6:30. We have right now 25 restaurants that will be participating, making this certainly our biggest Taste of the Town so far. It should be a really beautiful evening, and I welcome all of you to join us. Thank you, and welcome to Reedley.
Thank you.
Good evening, council members, and our new city manager. She is a Mustang. She is a Titan. She chose to go off to be a Trojan when I chose to go off to be a Bruin. But we started in the same route, so it's exciting to have you here. Greater Reedley Chamber of Commerce, Valerie Peroni. We are starting a Leadership Reedley program. It will begin in October. It'll be a 7-month program. You'll be learning much more about it as we continue to evolve the calendar and all the different events. And of course, we're going to have our first session. We'll be inviting you guys. We're going to come to your house, basically, and learn all about city government as we are trying to prepare some new leader for the future. So we'll provide you more information later. And again, welcome. Great to have you here. Bye.
Thanks, Valerie. Any other public comment? None, we'll move on. The consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would anyone like to remove an item from the consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 6, the acceptance of resignation
from Councilmember Rapata. Administration.
Council, this item is a perfunctory item where under Read the Municipal Code, we will need you to make a motion, a second, and approval to accept the resignation. So the action we're requesting tonight is acceptance of the resignation.
I'll make the motion to accept.
Is there any public comment on this issue?
Okay. I'll look.
Call for the question.
I'm sorry, I did not hear the second. Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Celino?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item A under that is the council reorganization, the selection of the mayor pro tem. And as you recall, a few months ago, the process for this position has been changed. And I'd like to turn it over to our city attorney at this time to read items 7 and 8 of our new resolution, and then we'll go forward from there.
Yeah, just a reminder, and back in January, you'll recall that there was action taken to approve a rotating mayor and mayor pro tem. And so resolution number 2011-013 provides basically the process for rotating automatically by district number. And so Councilman Rapata was representing district number 3 as mayor pro tem. So by this resolution, it automatically falls to the council member from district number 4 to step in as mayor pro tem.
And what I would like to do is decline the appointment on that one and turn it over to Councilman
It would go next in order.
To District 5.
To District 5, then. District 5. Correct.
That would be me.
District 5. And if you're willing to accept, then there's no motion or anything needed. That's it.
Okay. I'll accept as long as Mary don't miss any meetings.
I can't guarantee that.
Okay, we don't need to vote on that?
It's automatic. The minutes will reflect that Councilwoman Betancourt is now the mayor pro tem, and that will, again, by resolution, it goes through through the next election. The first meeting in December of 2012 will be when the next mayor and mayor pro tem take over.
Thank you. Item 7, discuss and determine the process to fill the vacant council seat formerly occupied by Councilmember Rapata. City Manager?
Yes, Mayor and Council Members. Your Read Lee Municipal Code states that within 60 days of the acceptance of resignation, a new council member for the district must be selected or the city will go to special election to fill the seat. Special election is estimated to cost numbers range from $12,000 to $25,000. We expect, since the next election cycle is coming up soon, that those probably are not a wise use of Reedley's funds at this time. So we would like to ask the council to discuss with us tonight a process for filling the seat. The acceptance of resignation that you just took tonight kicks off the 60-day time frame. So we have some time, but we want to be brisk about this and make sure that we get a qualified representative in before that 60-day time frame. Okay. So we'd like to talk about options for filling the seat. We can go about this any number of ways. We've already looked into whether or not we could do perhaps an insert in the water bill. Unfortunately, the lead time on that is such that really won't work out for us unless we wait a whole month and we wouldn't make the 60-day time frame. Just discovered that today. We could do an advertisement in the Read the Exponent. We could ask applicants to return an application and perhaps a personal philosophy statement. You do have the option of doing public interviews or perhaps have a committee do private interviews and then bring the person forward publicly. So there are multiple options for this. The Read the Code is not specific on how to fill that seat.
Okay.
What I'd like to see, we have 60 days, is that right? I'd like to see the first 30 days to wait for applications to come in, and then we can take a look at them. If we're not satisfied with those,
Then we can, the next 30 days, each council member can come in with a name that we could submit to the council for review. That's my...
I would suggest you shorten at least one of those times, because again, you'll have to have the appointment in place within that 60. So you wanted to wait 30 days for applications, do a quick turnaround on a review.
Exactly.
If you find no one acceptable, then by the next council meeting, maybe 10 days later or something quick, you guys...
But the first 30 days, each one of us can look at the information we have from the registered voters that we received and take a look at them the first 60 days. If we're not satisfied with the first 30 days, we can come into the second option.
Yeah,
I take it if we don't fill the position within the 60 days, it automatically goes to an election.
Right.
I'm in favor of 25 days, application process, and then having a committee in place, citizen committee, they make the recommendation to us. That's what I'm in favor of.
Committee?
That's what I'm in favor of.
That's fine.
That sounds... So if I was interested in running for city council, what would I do? Would I need to fill out an application?
I think what we'd like to do is go ahead and put notice out in the newspaper that we're accepting applications. We'll also look into whether we can get the list of registered voters in that area, and perhaps it's feasible that we can send some sort of notification to those. We can create a short application for people to submit, and certainly at any time we'll give a contact name and number that they can contact us. But a short application so we have some information on them, and then when that time frame comes, we can pull the citizen committee together and ask them to briskly interview candidates and go through that process, and then bring the final candidate selection here. So in the meantime, as we're waiting for applications, we'll go out to the citizenry and ask for some participation in that citizens committee.
That sound okay?
Yes.
We would make the final selection, though.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay. We go in the shopper as well as the paper, because some people don't get the exponent, so we'll go on both.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is that something we need to vote on?
It's a good question, Scott.
Yeah, I would suggest let's go ahead and vote just so it's official. So I don't know if any of you remember exactly what the proposal is, but
what I propose, I don't know if everybody agrees with it, but 25 days for applications to come in. In the meantime, we form get a citizen committee together, maybe 3 to 5 people, and hopefully at the 40 to 50 day period, we get a name recommended to us, and we make a selection.
You want to suggest 3 people on that committee?
It doesn't matter to me, 3 to 5 people.
We'll leave it open-ended then, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we set a date as a deadline? Looking up there, the 16th? That'd be like 3 weeks. Three, 21 days would be the 13th. So the 16th would be a Friday.
The only other question I would have, would we want one person recommended, or we want 2 or 3 people recommended?
I would like to have a choice.
It's really up to the council as to how many, but we can go through the applications. Hopefully we're in a lucky spot to have 3 candidates to pursue, or however many.
A minimum of 3 would be good.
Mm-hmm. And then are we looking to have them come and maybe give a verbal presentation to us?
I would suggest a very transparent public process, where perhaps the candidates who have gone through the selection committee can come to a public session, or perhaps even a special session of the council, where they can give a verbal presentation on their philosophy and statement, et cetera. And then the council can have a very public conversation and determine a best candidate.
Okay.
Does that meet with your approval for a motion?
Yeah. Is that a resolution or just a motion?
Just a motion.
Okay, I'll make that motion with all that language.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Celino?
Yes.
Bettencourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 8. Resolution number 2011-62, a resolution awarding contract for the airport apron overlay. Mr. Martinez.
Noe Martinez, City Engineer. Good evening, Mayor, City Council members. Tonight, staff recommends that the City Council adopt resolution number 2011-062, awarding the construction contract for the apron rehabilitation, marking, and replacement beacon project at the City of Reedley Municipal Airport. And it would be to the lowest responsible bidder, Dave Christian Construction. Just some background on the project. On July 20, 2011, city staff conducted a bid opening for this project, and a total of 4 bids were received, open, and read aloud. Staff received prices for both a base bid and add-on alternate set of improvements. The base bid prices range from $443,899 and change to $557,046 and change. All 4 base bid prices were above the engineer's estimate of $410,600. The lowest base bid price was submitted by Dave Christian Construction at $443,899.25. Staff evaluated the low bid and determined that it was both responsive and responsible in accordance with their bidding contract documents. Also, staff worked with the federal funding agency to secure funds to finance the entire project. As a result, tonight we recommend that the council award a contract to David Christian Construction in the amount of $537,235.50, which includes the add-on alternate. To conclude, the total project budget is $784,542 with funds from the Federal Aviation Administration Agency at 95% of the cost, and also from the state Caltrans at 2.5%, and also a local match from our Measure C funds at 2.5%. With this, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Now, the apron is something that's long overdue. I guess the pilots have been very concerned about that. It needs a lot of work.
Yes.
All right. The question I have on the replace of the beacon project, is that replacing the beacon itself?
It's replacing the whole structure, the tower that it sits on as well.
Now, the beacon that we have now, is that the old one or the new one that was bought, 4 or 5 years ago?
It's the new one, and my understanding is hasn't been working as we would like it to work, but Joel can elaborate on that a little bit more.
Joel Glick, Community Service Director / Airport Manager. Yeah, probably between 6 and 7 years ago, the beacon was refurbished. And
that's the old one.
That's the old one. So that we're having problems finding parts, and it doesn't project enough light at night, so pilots are having a hard time seeing it. So the new beacon will be up to federal standards. Our current one is not.
But wasn't it true that a few years ago, the engineer that made the master plan for the airport had recommended a different beacon?
Yes.
And that one, wasn't it suitable?
It wasn't. It's not
so suitable. That you went back and our electrician did some work on the old one, and that's what's there now.
Correct. And remember that on this beacon, the old beacon, we just replaced the light, and it's basically a telephone pole with a light on top. This new beacon will have a metal structure, and then for the electrician to work on it, it'll pull down. It breaks down, so they don't have to climb up really high and work on it.
Now, the question I was wanting was that the engineer that did the master plan for the airport, when he recommended a certain beacon, then They didn't follow the recommendation. They bought another one, and that one didn't work. That's why you went back to the old one. What was the reason for not taking the engineer's recommendation on the original beacon that he recommended?
I believe at that time, we did not get the funding to put up a new beacon.
So it was a funding?
Yes. Okay. Remember, with our federal funding, we have, there's discretionary funds and entitlement funds. The airport receives $150,000 a year from the federal government of entitlement funds. So the discretionary is like a competitive. So during that time, that was the time we also did our reconstruction of our runway and some runway lighting, there wasn't enough money to do everything.
So the new beacon that we bought, it just been stored?
We haven't purchased the new beacon.
No. I'm saying that the one the engineer recommended that we purchased, and it didn't work, but you used the old one.
No, we never purchased. We refurbished. We took the old one and bought new parts for it.
Okay. Good. And I'm getting two different information on it. All right, okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
I just had one question. Was there an item that was added, like at the end of, I see an add-on number one. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was the to reconstruct the parking lot there at the airport. when we first went out to bid with this project, we didn't know if we were going to have enough funding to fund the apron overlay as well as the parking lot. So we made the parking lot an alternate to add on if the bid prices came in lower than our available funds. Okay. And unfortunately, the bids did come over, but we were able to work with the FAA to get more funds to be able to fund the whole project, and we were successful in that.
The only question I have is this bid was awarded to this David Christian. Do we know enough about this company that we're satisfied that they're going to come in and do a good job? Did we do a background of any kind?
Yes, our consultants that helped us put together the plans and the specifications did a check on them, and they submitted to us a letter for recommendation of award for the contractor.
Okay.
Any other questions from the council? Any comments or questions from the public on this issue? Seeing none, what is the council's pleasure?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 9, consider an amendment to joint powers agreement for the Central Valley Public Transportation Authority. City Manager?
In your council binder today is an amendment to the Joint Powers Authority. We currently have a JPA with the school district, Kings Canyon Unified, for the Transportation Authority. And I do believe the amendment will allow, let me say currently, we are represented by, I said currently, sorry, after Mr. Rapata's resignation, we have a vacant seat where a council member may sit. This council may appoint another council member. This council may appoint the city manager. This council may appoint a department head. That's under the current structure for the JPA. This amendment would allow some flexibility in having this council appoint a non-city of Reedley employee or elected official if, in fact, you decide to go forward with this amendment.
Are there any comments or questions from the council?
Well, I'd like to make a comment on it. The reason I brought this item before the council is that we have a JPA with the school district, and according to our wording compared to the school district, it's a little bit different, and I would like to have our wording match the same as the school district. the two representatives from the school district, along with their assignee. Ours says that it's a council member, city manager, or a department head. And I would like to have ours match the same as the school district to be able to work the same line as the school district. But we have two appointees, could be two council members and assignee to match the school districts. So I'm in favor of that. And according to what we're looking at, since Councilman Pott is not on here now, Councilman Chavez is the alternate, and I think he should take that place. But I would like to have the wording change, and all it has to change is the wording of...
You want it to match the school district.
The school district, exactly, and the signings, and that's all it is. It's a simple change. And according to what it is, two from the school district, two from the city, and I think, Scott, didn't you say that fifth member has already been nominated?
The fifth member is chosen from among the other four, two from the district, two from the city. Those four then select the fifth member, who I believe is already on, who is already sitting. Russ, is that, that's correct? Okay.
Okay.
Just one point of clarification to Councilman Salino's comment. Councilman Chavez is the alternate, but the way that the agreement is structured, even though he's the designated alternate, that's intended basically to be kind of a temporary alternate. Maybe if Councilman Rapata previously or Russ would miss a meeting, then he temporarily would sit there. It's not designed to be kind of a permanent appointment. So if the council was not to act tonight, not necessarily on amending the agreement, but to consider the next item, to consider a permanent appointment, it wouldn't necessarily fall to Councilman Chavez just by default. So So the permanent appointment is really still open at this point.
Okay. But what we're looking at is just changing the wording.
Correct.
That's this item, correct.
I would like to have the agreement remain the way it is and not have a change. And if we could appoint somebody, it would either be Pete or our city manager, but I think it should be somebody that we have on the council or in staff.
Mm-hmm. I too am concerned about this position. I think we need to be really careful as a city to be looking at what's happening with this, because this is going to be a very large dollar item that's going to be spent on this, and it is going to take a lot of time. And I know former Councilman Rapata spent a lot of time with this project so far. But I really think we need to leave it with being either a city council person or a staff person. So I would also be in favor of leaving it like it is. Is there any public comment on this issue? Seeing none. I think we have two items here. We have first to consider the changing of the agreement, and then consider the appointment of a new person.
Correct. They need to be taken separately.
Yes.
I think the wording doesn't necessarily take away our ability to appoint a council person. It just gives us an option of having being able to appoint somebody that's not on the council. Mm-hmm. But it's not really directing us to appoint somebody outside the council. That's still our call. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's
just giving this council the flexibility, plus future councils in the future, mm-hmm. the flexibility of doing that.
And the wording is similar to what the school district has right. in place.
That's correct. It would, the change that is in the proposed amendment now would not preclude you from still choosing a council member or the city manager, or sticking with a department head to fill
right.
that vacancy.
Exactly. And all I'm looking is for approval just to change the wording, and that's all it is. Not electing any certain individual, but just the wording for this one.
Okay. Is that a motion?
I would like to have that in motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Betancourt?
No.
Mayor Fast?
No.
Okay. Council, that motion fails for lack of majority, and therefore we still can go on to item A of this, which is to consider the appointee. So,
like, open it up for recommendation for a new appointment for the Central Valley Transportation Yard.
Would like to nominate Councilman Chavez.
I'll second it.
Do we need an appointee and an alternate?
Well, actually, that's a good point. If Councilman Chavez is selected as the quote permanent appointee, then yes, we would need an alternate. However, that's not on the agenda tonight, so we can bring that. If that happens, then we can bring it at it back at the next meeting to appoint an alternate.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Further discussion on that? Any public comment? Seeing none. What is your pleasure?
Councilmember Salino?
Wait, we need a motion.
Councilmember Salino made a motion, and Councilmember Betancourt seconded. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes.
I didn't think I got to vote on that.
Okay. Item 10, the mayor's nominations to fill vacancies on the Parks and Recreation Commission, the Commission on Aging, and the Traffic Safety Commission. I'm making a recommendation to appoint the following to the Parks and Recreation Commission: Pam Melville, Tom Brandt, and Sal Gonzalez. And Sal Gonzalez is here this evening, and I'd like to have him stand, if you would, please, so everybody gets to meet you. Thank you. And a recommendation to the Traffic Safety Commission is currently held by Dale Kennedy, and his term expired in February. And he has reapplied, and Tim Garrison has also applied to be a new applicant for this commission. And I believe both of them are here this evening. So if you would both please stand. Thank you very much. And for the Commission on Aging, is held by Ruben Ramirez, Julia Lawrence, Mary Vega, and Vera Smith. Vera Smith was completing the term for Alice Nakamura, and those terms expired in March. And applications were received from Vera Smith, Julia Lawrence, Ruben Ramirez, Mary Vega, and Tom Llewellyn. And I would like to nominate Tom Llewellyn, Ruben Ramirez, Mary Vega, and Julia Lawrence for a 3-year term, and appoint Vera Smith to be nominated as an alternate. And I think some of those folks are here this evening. Would you all please stand? Thank you very much. So those are my nominations. And is there any public comment on this issue? And what is the council's pleasure?
I make a motion to accept all the nominations.
A second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Salino?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 11, requests by council members for future agenda items or reports of council member activities.
Mrs. Betancourt? I have none.
Chavez?
I don't have anything, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Salino?
I don't have any.
Okay, I got a cute card about 2 weeks ago. I have to read it. This comes from Bill Weatherford. Some of you will recognize as I read. Dear Mayor, council members, and staff,
Many thanks for my visit to the chamber meeting and a chance to speak. After many alike meetings in Morro Bay, you all seem abnormally normal. And I got this. This is a card. We look forward to one more shooting at Vic's this month, and we appreciate your gift of support and goodwill for our project. And we'll send you a copy of the trailer when it's ready. Best regards, Bill Weatherford. So he's going to be doing a little movie shot here in Reedley, but I thought that was cute. Also have a presentation for Joel Glick. Cruising for Jesus, Pastor Raisha Alaman gave me a trophy to give to Joel, and Horatia was supposed to be here tonight to give it to you, but he's not, so I guess it gets to be me. So just to say thank you for your help with everything for Cruising for Jesus car show this last weekend. It was a great success. Regarding that, I also need to mention that we had the fire truck was there. Rich Rodriguez had brought that for the morning, and also the PD that was there to keep us secure. So thank you to both of those departments, too. I attended the League of California Cities meeting down in Delano a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of discussion items that evening was, one, the high-speed rail. They had a gentleman speak for the high-speed rail from the High-Speed Rail Authority, and then they had a lady speak regarding the against it, and they were from, the people against it were from Kings County Farm Bureau, and their main concern was the rail, where it's planned from Kings County down to Bakersfield. So that was an interesting evening of discussion. Also, they spoke regarding the redevelopment agency, and as most of you know, the redevelopment agency is being reorganized, and there has been a lawsuit issued, and at this point they're suggesting that you fill out the paperwork, Lori, but not send in any money till probably January or early February, once they figure out where this thing's going to settle out at. So also, as part of being on the Council of Governments in Fresno, I represent the county on the gang awareness initiative. And a couple of weeks ago, they had a presentation in Fresno regarding a graffiti demonstration that they had put together. And they also did a couple of little video clips that they're going to be passing around to the county to be able to be used for different, to try to get kids to be aware of their surroundings and know that where they want to be and where they don't want to be and who they want to be with and who they really shouldn't be with. And they did a really good job of a couple of compelling little video clips. So I'm hoping our PD can take advantage of that. And that's all that I have.
Mayor, I have one more item that I'd like to bring up.
Sure.
A while back we talked about the company that was going through the Central Valley to remove railroad tracks from different areas in the valley. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a Senate bill 325 that is going to the governor's office to hopefully that he approves it to stop this, and we'd like to have the city of Reedley contact individuals in Sacramento to let them know that we support the veto on not supporting that reduction of the railroads, if it's possible. And that's Assembly Bill 325.
I know the COG is doing a study. They did a study of the east side of the railroads
for Fresno County, and now they're working on a west side project for the railroads to review, you know, where the rails are and to try to keep what we have here in Fresno County.
Just so that we can send a letter of support to the governor that we support this bill.
Could we get some more information, maybe?
And yeah.
If I would like to ask Councilmember Potter to give a little bit on information on that.
Sure. Why don't you come on up to the microphone?
Steve Rapata, 1990 East Washington, Reedley, California. It's SB 325, Senate Bill 325. It's one that we have supported all along. Senator Rubio was the author of it. Mm-hmm. California Consulting constructed the language for it. And COG, as well as five cities and other groups, have supported it. Mark Garza and myself from the school district went and testified before the Senate subcommittee on it twice. It has passed the Assembly and the Senate, and it has today been sent to the governor's desk. Mm-hmm. What they're asking for is that the city of Reedley and all other communities in this area submit a letter to the governor urging him to sign it immediately so that it will become law. Mm-hmm. What's happened already is the conglomerate that has purchased all the small rail lines in Central California has started to pull up those small rail lines and sell the metal for scrap. The intention is to demolish all short-haul rail lines in Central California so that businesses will be forced to use trucks instead of the rail lines. They've already demolished the rail line that went completely from Bakersfield to Exeter. That's completely gone already. Mm-hmm. The next one that they were going to start working on is from the Porterville-Lindsay area that runs right through Reedley. Mm-hmm. And so... Mm-hmm. We just urge you to send a letter to the governor to sign that as soon as possible so it becomes law to stop these folks from doing that. Also, that bill will also form an authority of which there'll be commissioners from the four COGs, starting with Kern County, Tulare County, Fresno County, and up north. And then that authority would have full authority to oversee the short-haul rail lines. Mm-hmm. And give any direction to these companies. They would have to have approval of that authority before they could stop and pull up any more rail lines. So that's what they're asking for, is just a letter to the governor's office as soon as possible to sign the bill as soon as possible.
Thank you, Steve.
Madam Mayor, council members, is there a consensus that this council would like the city manager to do that?
I think that's all the council reports. Are there any staff reports, city manager?
Yes, Madam Mayor, members of council, just a few updates. California Consulting, this is Mr. Sam Williams' group, notified us yesterday via email, and I'm not sure everybody's getting the email right now. I had a little trouble with mine starting up. Did notify us that we were awarded $12,492 for a justice assistance grant for the Reedley PD. So we'll be moving that forward. In addition, the Walters Company has asked that we notify the council and staff of their open house that they're holding for their new location, beautiful new location, on September 10th from 2 to 5. And they've asked council and staff to come and help them inaugurate their new building. And then lastly, the California High Speed Rail Authority is holding a small business forum on September 8th. This is designed to assist small businesses in understanding how the high-speed rail may impact them. And so that's something that we wanted to announce in public session here, that small businesses in Reedley may attend that. It's at the Fresno State Satellite Student Union, mouthful, September 8th from 8:30 to 3:30. And if any members of the public wish to get more information, they can either go onto the California High Speed Rail Authority website or they can contact the city manager's office and we'll gladly assist them. Thank you.
Any other staff reports? Would you please come up to the microphone?
Yes, continuing on the subject of forums, Fresno COG is gonna held a can't remember the name of the forum, but it's gonna be October 19th, and they're gonna showcase a list of projects around the area, and we submitted a roundabout to be showcased. So if you guys are interested, it's October 19th. It's going to be in the Fresno Convention Center, I believe.
Now that you mention, I have a question. There's a strip that's all dried on that.
We're working on it.
Before we showcase it, we better.
We submitted pictures when it was still green.
Make sure it's green again. The water, it must have been a water thing or something.
I believe somebody ran it over this weekend. So
no, that section's been dry for a while.
Yeah, it was PG&E that damaged one of the irrigation lines when they were removing the underground. But they were removing the poles, and we've been working with them to get funding so we could hire a contractor to go out there and replace that, and we got some of it already. We're just waiting for the rest so we can hire a local contractor to go out there and replace the turf. We might have our city crews do it too, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
But there was something else too that got hit, huh?
On the roundabout.
Yeah, I remember.
Uh-huh. Joel took me by there today, and it certainly looked like somebody.
Yeah, I seen that the other day too, because I like to go through there. Yeah. I like the roundabout.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, if there are no other reports, this meeting is adjourned.
And Madam Mayor, we
just about a 10-minute break, and then we'll resume back for the redevelopment agency.
Not that much?
No, let's just go to it.
Yeah.
There you
go. Okay.
I'd like to call to order the Reedley Redevelopment Agency meeting. Roll call.
Board Member Chavez.
Here.
Salino.
Here.
Betancourt.
Here.
Chairman Fast.
Here.
Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the RDA board on items of interest to the public within the board's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is the policy of the RDA board not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the Executive Director's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the RDA board as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing none. Under consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any board member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the board can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. Would anyone like to remove an item from the consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Call for the question.
Board Member Salino?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Chairman Fast?
Yes. New business, there's none. Board reports, would any board member like to make a report or bring up an item for our next agenda?
No.
Any staff reports for the redevelopment agency? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
8:20, you said?
So what council meetings you want to see that?
Right.